The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by Alive, Atlantis Paradise Island, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Perseus Island Games, and Tropical Gyros. It's your turn like Detroit Red, when his head had an ultra perm, the long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots, the game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke, eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question the enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion, the
government on and popping. Happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving to everybody who celebrates it. To all my Bahamians who are fans of Thanksgiving, who celebrate it, happy Thanksgiving. To all my friends from the United States over there at the U.S. Embassy and all throughout, all my good friends from our neighbors to the north who are now here, happy Thanksgiving. For those of you who invited me for a plate, it's a busy day, so if I can't get there today, you know what to do. Wrap that bad boy up and I'll pick it up tomorrow. I have no problems with leftovers. And speaking of leftovers, y'all get ready for the weekend, get ready for, leftover turkey, then steamed turkey, more steamed turkey. Turkey sauce, turkey salad. So, yeah, bottle up and enjoy. Obviously, today we're over here at the beautiful Atlantis for the Bad Boy Moors Battle for Atlantis. Games are going on right now. Had some great games yesterday, some great games today. And of course, we'll be covering all the action throughout the afternoon and getting you ready for tomorrow because, as you know, tomorrow you got your finals. So we'll figure out who's going to be where. By tomorrow, I can tell you the number three team in the country, the Kansas Jayhawks, won again today, taken to overtime today by Wisconsin. In game one, they were taken to the wire in regulation, 80-74 by North Carolina State, and they won 80-74. Now today, taken to overtime by Wisconsin, but nonetheless, 2-0, all right? Tennessee also moved to 2-0. Got them play last night against Butler. Both of those squads, very good squads. And Tennessee, a lot of length, a lot of height, good defense, a lot of athleticism at the guard position. So I'm thinking it's shaping up for a Kansas-Tennessee final. But again, proud to be here, been here in every installment of Battle for Atlantis this year. Again, brought to you by Bad Boy Mowers. And like I told you, I remember when it started in 2011. And I got to cover a lot of great basketball action here. This year is no different. A lot of talented teams. It is the premier preseason tournament in all the world, okay? And these games actually count on the record of all these squads. Later on down, when it's time to figure out, who goes to the tournament, a win here and a win there, these are very important games. It's not just your preseason tournament for it to get in shape. No, these actually count. So we're going to talk basketball, especially in the 5 o'clock hour, as well as local sports, all right? But more importantly, we're going to do it like we always do. Get everybody involved. We got lots to talk about. So we'll jump into the headliners. And like before we do that, got to remind you, tickets still available for all the games that are going on. And you can still get game packages, including the finals. Atlantis Box Office, that's where you get all your tickets. 363-6601, 363-6601. All right, they got attendance available for you right now. So call and book your tickets. We still got games tonight. And then tomorrow night, 7:30 is the final, and 9 p.m. is the third and fourth place game. So still a lot of basketball action to go tomorrow night, as well as today. So it's another great tournament. And like I told you, the who's who of college basketball is here every year, always featuring the premier teams in the country for the season. And again, this year is no different. Number three Kansas Jayhawks at 2-0. Tennessee Volunteers are looking good at 2-0. And like I said, tickets still available for all the action. 363-6601, the Atlantis Box Office. They have all the game information, all the game packages. And like I said, come and take advantage of the tailgate party as well, too, because that's part of the experience. You got your, you got your food, and you got your cocktails, and you got your basketball. And it is Turkey Day. So, the food is infused, So better check all of that out as well. And like I said, still a lot of great action going on this evening and tomorrow. 7:30 is the final. 9 p.m. is the consolation. For more ticket information, Atlantis Box Office, 363-6601. All right? Now, got to get up into the headliners, like I said. And, of course, don't forget in the 5 o'clock hour, like I told you, we do each and every day, we talk sports, and we'll be giving you a complete rundown of everything that's going on here at Battle for Atlantis in regards to up-to-the-date positions, the bracket, who's playing where, and who we're looking at potentially for the semis and the finals, and some great action for tomorrow. But still lots of basketball to be played today, so you still have ample opportunity to catch the games that are going on. All right, and for all your ticket information and your game packages, the Atlantis Box Office, 363-6601. All right, let's jump up into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now, both locations, just in time for Christmas. So check out both locations, the flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check them out online, finethreads.com. And as we jump on in, let's check out what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. The FTX fallout continues. Regulators fire back at FTX U.S. Securities Commission says U.S. CEO misrepresented local action taken. The Securities Commission of the Bahamas last night fired back at the representatives of FTX U.S. who have continued to raise concerns over the commission's decision to transfer some of FTX assets to a digital wallet SCB controls. So that continues to play out. Yeah, listen, Texter, who just hit me up. We talk sports every day, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, we do news, hot local topics. You know, trending topics in the 4 to 5 hour, and then 5 to 6 is all sports, local and international. So if you're just tuning in for the first time, that's it. Or if you get in after the fact, get in the car earlier. Make sure you get in between 5 and 6 and chime in. But like I said, the FTX situation continues to fall out. The fiasco that is FTX, the fallout continues. And I don't know how our politicians can say that we're not going to feel the brunt of this or the effect of this. We're not going to have a negative outcome. We're not looking good to the world. No matter how much we try to slap up here and throw stuff at the wall and spin it and, you know, deflect and put up your smoke and mirrors, at the end of the day, globally, the world is watching, like I've been saying. Read the international press. They're sparing no punches. They blows. And that's what the world thinks of us. So we need to do better. We, as the citizenry and the voters, when we go to cast that ballot, we got to realize who's going to not only take care of the country at home, but internationally as well, and not leave us exposed to the damage to the brand. Now, we got some other headlines blazing up. Senate president. This one I know is going to set off conversations again over the weekend and into next week. Rape is rape. During a joint sitting of the House of Assembly, Senate President Michelle Attlee yesterday called for the criminalization of rape in all forms. Quoted as saying, "Our long walk to freedom is not yet ended. When the marital bed has become a violent mattress, rape is rape, notwithstanding the context," said Attlee. Went on to say, "The Bible reminds us that men ought to love their wives in the way that Christ loves the church and died for it. The love is defined in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and as being patient, kind, not delighting in evil. Freedom and justice demands legislation which outlaws spousal rape." So that, like I said, is going to be a continued conversation. And it's a conversation we need to have, because I think this issue has long been one that has been rearing its ugly head. And then obviously being used conveniently by politicians to stir the pot for political mileage. Let's get some serious intentions behind this and figure out the best legislation that we can implement that's going to benefit the entire Bahamas moving forward. So future generations do not have to have this conversation and go through what past generations have. So I commend the President of the Senate for bringing it up. Another one to sound off and having no fear to voice their opinion where others have gone silent, which kind of scratches my head. How ironic. Others who went silent on marital rape as we slide into the Lanisha Rose story. Justice will prevail. And you have to look at this situation. Former Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, Lanisha Rowe, yesterday stood by her record as minister following erroneous reports that she was under police investigation, adding that justice will prevail. Quoted as saying, I stand by my record that as minister, as far as I'm aware, all proper procedures was followed as far as I was aware as minister. Now, I look at it like this. There were definitely issues with her tenure as an MP. But the last time I checked, that whole administration was fired at the polls, resoundingly. You know? So I find it mighty ironic and coincidental that as the FTX fiasco continues to fall out and bring embarrassment to the brand of the Bahamas globally, the BPL fallout with the hedging situation, the prime minister, don't know what the minister works talking about, and the minister works saying, man, you know what I'm talking about, and it's back and forth. And yeah, to spin away from all of that negativity, let's just throw out a report. Where did it come from? Well, you have to look at, you know, the timing, the party involved, who they're going after. And you know, I was not a fan of some of the decisions that Ms. Rowe made as an MP. The columns are there. The videos are there. I stand by them. However, in this instance, to just throw out an erroneous report tarnishing somebody's name for no good reason except for cheap political mileage is disgusting in 2022. Is that where we're at? We're not mature politically as a nation. We're not mature to the point where we could go beyond this, that we can actually have a debate and deal with the issue at hand. Present all sides to the coin, find out the best solutions and move forward. We got to get to mudslinging and digging deep into the past for what? For nothing. Because obviously, we have a daily that stands by saying it was an erroneous report. The minister's gone on record and said it's an erroneous report. And nobody's jumped up and challenged either, saying, okay, well, prove it. Well, so obviously it was an erroneous report, and it was bad-minded, and we don't need that. We're trying to get ahead. We need to talk about the issues, the slapping up, the insults, the mudslinging. Where does that really get us? More slapping up, insults, and mudslinging, that's it. Naughty, when I become PM, let me go to the text lines. Naughty, when I become PM, if you get caught doing foolishness, don't call no one name. The rule is you cannot do the time, do not do the crime. Point of my story is don't get caught. Or have a file on you, so when I do call your name, you don't hang up the phone. You realize, hey, I got to talk, because this guy got a file on me. Listen, where's the brain teaser? The brain teaser will come to you tomorrow, double whammy slammy, from the Dunkin' Donuts remote in Carmichael. They have been dealing with a lot of stuff today over here at the Atlantic. You never know who's going to pop in for an interview between now and the time we get off, so we had to leave it open. Had to leave it flexible, all right? So let's get to the break. It's 4:23. And I can see just by that text that Madam Producer is on the board today. And we don't play that. Just like Madam Speaker don't play it in the House, Madam Producer don't play it here. So I will go to the break. And that'll give me time to bite into this turkey sandwich over here at the tailgate party at the Atlantis. And then, we'll be back on the flip side of the break. And I'll get you everything updated as far as Battle for Atlantis. 5 o'clock hour when we talk sports, all right? We'll continue with the headliners and the buzz right after this.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger licking good.
Do you want a chance to win one of five Yamaha Kryptonite scooters? Do you like the great taste of Frito-Lay chips? Well, all you have to do is purchase chips like Lay's, Doritos, and Cheetos at your favorite grocery store. And you can enter to win thanks to Frito-Lay and the Island Wholesale Scooter Giveaway Promotion. Want to know more? Join us at Super Value Mackey Street, November 26th, this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for a chance to play Island Wholesale Shoot and Win Game for instant prizes and a chance to win one of five Yamaha scooters. Frito-Lay, distributed by Island Wholesale.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Play with Island Games.
We're making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice. Guaranteed
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the Baidu computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Thursday, November 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We are live from my Battle for Atlantis. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And right now, you know, I decided to slide outside. They have an awesome tailgate party going on, like I told you. They got the whole tailgate section set up outside as well. So you can enjoy the ambiance of the games on the inside. All right, especially if your team's playing. But if your team isn't playing, you got the option to come out here in the tailgate section, and it is all good. It's set up. You got the bars. You got the food going on. You got the huge screen. When I say huge, huge. Big screen, it cannot describe this. We're talking like I think they bought one of the screens from Fusion and set up. Yeah, man, it's like that. All right, right now you got some great action going on. You got Dayton Flyers taking on the North Carolina State Wolfpack. Dayton's leading 8-5 right now in the first half. This game's underway. We still got more basketball action going on tonight. In addition to that, tomorrow you got the finals and the consolation game. So, you know, a lot of basketball still to come at Battle for Atlantis, Bad Boy Moore's Battle for Atlantis. And for more ticket information, like I told you, 363-6601. All right. Atlantis Box Office got you covered with all the game ticket action, single games, game packages as well. And like I told you, take advantage of the tailgate party as well. Wide selection of cocktails out here. You know that's right up my alley. In addition to that, they got the full selection on the food. So you want to take advantage of that as well. And you got the ambiance of the game on the outside. And you get to mingle with fans from all over. Because what is really cool about Battle for Atlantis, and NC State's playing, that's predominantly, you know, most of the fans are going to be in here. But outside, we got Tennessee Volunteer fans. We got Wisconsin Badger fans out here. We got Butler Bulldog fans out here. So it's definitely, you know, a mix and mingle as well. And that whole vibe, which goes great with Thanksgiving, you know, kicking off basketball for the 2022-2023 college season with the premier preseason basketball tournament in all the land, which is Battle for Atlantis. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. If you had to work today and you're finally getting off, man, listen, get over here if you love basketball, all right? And got to see him on his way out because he caught the earlier game, and then he had another function. But I once again would like to thank friend of the show, and no stranger to the show, Minister of Youth Sports and Culture, Mr. Mario Boleg, for stopping by. And again, he offered congratulations to the Atlantis again and to the organizers for making it happen. Because once again, we have the premier preseason tournament in all the land coming at you from the Atlantis. So it's definitely a good look. And like I said, the tailgate party is definitely worth it. Any Bahamian would love the tailgate party. Okay? And I think, Mr. Producer, when we wrap at 6, I have some tickets. We'll mosey on through the tailgate party. I'm voting for a liquid diet. We have enough turkey waiting on us. And like I say, turkey salad can done after this. Because I know what's going on. Turkey. But like I say, great game going on right now. Dayton and NC State, and you still got more basketball action going on tonight. But like I said, as we slide out of the headliners and into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We touched on it as we went to the break. And again, we're only a year and change into this administration. And the political talking heads, the politicos, the political pundits and propagandists and spin doctors for the relative parties, they're at it now. It's almost like we're in campaign mode now. You know, I don't know. Is it me? Or do you guys notice that as well? Because there's a lot of posturing and a lot of deflecting and finger-pointing. It usually comes like a year out from me. And I'm saying, wow, a year and change in and we're at this stage already? What's really going on? So chime in and let me know what you think, you know? I would like to know what you guys think about the, you know, the current landscape politically, you know? And like I said, why jump up and just put out a false story? For what? That it's going to take attention off of the main stories like FTX, which isn't going anywhere, BPL, the hedging scenario, which isn't going anywhere. And listen, back to the hedging. For those of you who want to be sticklers and say, well, the hedging remained in place, fine. For argument's sake, for debate's sake, I'll give you that point. However, why the misleading position in the House by the Minister of Works? I don't know what's happening, reply by the PM, meaning I didn't get anything. That's news to me. You know, it's a big ministry, the Ministry of Finance. Now, my question is, a lot of things have gone recently to the Ministry of Finance and been kind of left on the desk of the financial secretary. And people are now saying, well, this is where we're going to go. Well, hold on. Is the financial secretary, Mr. Simon Wilson, de facto Minister of Finance right now? Let me know. With all due respect and no disrespect intended, let me know, man. If he's calling the shots, let me know. I went to high school with the brother. Holler at your boy. Let's make it happen. So I say that to say this. We need to find out what's really going on. So, yeah, maybe the hedging remained in place. However, at the end of the day, here we are with fingers pointed and more ping-ponging back and forth. And right now, we're going to take a little slide out of the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And we got my good friends from the Atlantis box office here. And like I said, we still got all kind of basketball left to play. There's a good game going on right now. I had to peek outside and peek back in. This Dayton NC State game is a solid game going on. And again, another great for Atlantis. Bad Boy Mo is making it happen. Another great show in Kansas doing big things. Tennessee doing big things. Good game going on. How many games do we have left today on the docket?
We have 2 more games left. Well, firstly, good afternoon, Bahamas. My name is Tanya. I'm happy to be here to tell you about all the wonderful things that Atlantis has going on, especially with Battle for Atlantis and Tailgate that is happening today. We are currently in game 7, and then we have our last game after it for today at 6:30. And then tomorrow we'll have our last 4 games, including the championship, at 7:30 p.m. That airs on ESPN.
Okay, so 7:30 is the championship.
Yes.
And then you have the 3rd and 4th place after that.
Third and fourth place. And what's even great is we already know who's playing in the championship. We have Kansas who's playing, and we have Tennessee who's playing. So, and they're traveling really heavy. So tomorrow's going to be like a real fan craze inside there.
And like I said, when we initially looked at the bracket, people asked me, who do I like? That was the two that I picked for the finals right there.
There you go.
Well, they one based on the fact that Kansas is number three team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Tennessee, they are all tall, they are all lanky, and they're all long, athletic. And they run up and down. I watched them against Butler last night, and Butler's a really good team. Butler has a great program. Tennessee outclassed them last night. Tennessee played really, really well.
Yeah, they really did. And what's really great about the men's tournament that's happening right now is the closeness of the game, the overtime, and it's like, wow, who's it going to be? But in the end, we'll see who gets it between Kansas and Tennessee.
I'm thinking, you know, maybe Tennessee might get it simply because Kansas has been on the ropes both games. NC State took them to the full four quarters in game one, 80-76, 80-74. Then Wisconsin today in overtime.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kansas might be due.
You never know, but
might be ripe. And then, you never know. They might come out and just win it by 40.
You never know. It's like so that game time. Here. You know, you have to give them the half energy first, and then that championship. Then, you play lazy, and then you come, boom.
And then, you know, we might have like a Villanova moment, because I remember in a certain championship a couple of years back, Villanova was down 15. I walk over to close. Joker's wild. I walk back. We go into overtime. I was like, what happened in 4 minutes?
Villanova does things.
And then they ended up winning the whole thing. So, you know, I'm looking forward to see who evolves into the NCAA tournament this year, because every year we have a team that does well in Battle for Atlantis and makes a deep run or goes to the tournament final when they have the big, you know, March Madness. So I'm looking to see. You might have two in Tennessee and in Kansas.
You might have
and
two.
And Butler as well, because by that time, Butler's always in the conversation.
Of course there is. And then what's really great about it, too, is this year we're not just having one tailgate. We're having two. So today is one, but tomorrow's our last day. But we're going to extend that one tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., where persons can pay $89 plus VAT and GRAC, and they can have an all-you-can-eat and drink session.
I was just out there. It's all you can eat and drink,
and it's sponsored by Sands. And you just sit down, you watch the games, just like being at home. And then who doesn't want all-you-can-eat and drink?
I need to borrow the big screen that you have out there. I have a function. I mean, it'll take up my whole backyard, but that's still not the point. I need to borrow it.
It's the view for me. It's the view. And then, of course, not just for tailgate and Battle for Atlantis, you know, end of year after that. So please bring your kids to Kids Bop so they can come to that. That's Saturday, December 17th. And we have a residence special that's happening. That's 10% off right now. And persons can purchase that.
In the box office.
No, at AtlantisBahamas.com /resident rate.
Okay.
So that's where they can get and do it right now to get their 10% off for a Kids Bop.
And then at the end of the year, y'all got some other big events coming up.
We have plenty of things happening. So at the end of the year,
My good friend called me, he's coming back. I said, don't get nobody pregnant, Nick. Just come back and have a good time.
Nick is coming. Nick is coming.
And that's Nick Cannon, and that's why we call him Cannon, because obviously the Cannon's still firing.
That's okay, though. He's going to be his best behavior right here, giving a special DJ set at our party, like a Royal New Year's Eve party on December 31st. The party begins at 9 p.m. on the Royal Deck.
That should be fun, though, because Nick does a great job at that kind of stuff.
He does. And then we're also going to have a special performance by the violinist who plays with Beyonce.
Okay.
So we're having her perform as well. I don't want to pronounce her name wrong, so this should be good. And then, of course, we have a celebrity surprise performance that's going to be happening at that time, and then you just bring in the new year.
Yeah, man. And listen, if you've never experienced a new year at Atlantis, you have to.
Yeah. So
just love yourself. It takes you right into the new year and the fireworks and everything else. It's all good.
The fireworks by Grucci are awesome. And then to start the new year, even after the fireworks, we have on January 1st, we have Chainsmokers.
That's right.
Who's going to be performing at 9 p.m. on the Royal Deck as well. So, I mean, if you know, are you familiar with Chainsmokers?
Yes, I'm familiar with Chainsmokers.
You know, okay, firstly, I just want to make sure, because some persons know the songs, but they don't know who Chainsmokers are.
Man, listen.
Chainsmokers is it.
Chainsmokers, everybody know about Chainsmokers.
Okay.
The parents listening driving right now saying, we know about Chainsmokers.
The kids know about Chainsmokers. That's fine. Well, Chainsmokers will be here January 1st. Tickets are on sale. Just go on newyearsatlantis.com. We have early bird pricing happening right now, so it's best to grab them before they get into that regular pricing scheme.
So you guys got a full bevy lined up from now until early January, and then I'm sure come January, for the new year lined up again?
It's so much things we have planned for the new year because we want, you know, for the past 2 years, we have had so many things happening to just make us stop or
right.
so much restrictions. But now it feels normal. It feels great to have people out enjoying the atmosphere and enjoying all the wonderful things that we have to provide for them.
So always stay in touch simply by, you know, you can always call the box office, 363-6601, but stay in touch with Atlantis Local. That has all the information.
Yes, Atlantis Local. Well, you can join our community, and if you want to really see what events we have happening for the new year, you can go to AtlantisLive.com.
Boom.
And then, bam, you'll see all the wonderful things that we have happening.
And don't forget, tickets still available for the follow-up game today after Dayton and NC State.
Yes, there's another game
today. And who's
playing
in that game after Dayton and NC State? We don't know, but we'll figure it out.
It's so much going on. Oh, yes, I know.
Two of eight
Butler.
Teams.
Butler and BY.
And yes.
Yes, BYU.
So definitely want to check out that Butler game and BYU if you have a chance, because Butler is definitely a solid squad, entertaining team to watch. And like I said, we got the finals tomorrow. Kansas, Tennessee, tickets available now. That's the 7:30. They're going fast.
They're going fast. So we saying try tomorrow. Let's see.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Yes.
All right? And if you got an opportunity tomorrow, don't think about it. Come quick and get it.
Yes. Yes. So come on down to us. We are super excited. It's in the Imperial Arena, a.k.a. the Imperial Ballroom.
And I just want to say, the Imperial Arena, when Atlanta sets it up, if you've ever been to any kind of basketball abroad,
it's a real vibe.
Like an NBA game or a college basketball game, it is absolutely, to me, you have some of the better seats than in those arenas because you could see the action perfect point in the Imperial Arena. If you're at courtside, it feels like you're in the game. If you five rows back, you feel like you're in the game. Great vantage point, great ambiance. And listen, watch on ESPN if you can't make it here, but watch how those two teams travel. Kansas has a ton of people here. Tennessee has a ton of people here. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be exciting. Get your tickets for that if you can. The 9 o'clock game is still available, and you still have a game tonight, all right?
Yes,
Butler,
we still have a game tonight.
And BYU.
Yes.
363-6601, Atlantis box office, all right? And you can get your tickets online as well. Do what you got to do, but don't miss out on it. And don't forget the tailgate party tomorrow.
$89. $89 plus VAT and
plus VAT.
So that's still less than $120. And of course, the main part, like I said, is an all you can eat and drink.
See, say it again.
All.
Because my text has been hit up, and the key cash into the ass. Naughty, that's all you could drink?
All you can eat and all you can drink right here
okay.
from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m.
I can tell you, I got about six of my executives who are going to be in a wink wink meeting tomorrow. If you see them come with their neckties loose. You know, that's the crew coming. They went
fine.
To water
we
and
welcome,
basketball
we,
and brewskis. That's what I'm talking
them
about.
All. We have so many. And the food is amazing. We don't just have, like, we have tailgate food. But we also have gourmet food, too.
Yes.
We have the fried fish. We have the Kong salad. We have the Kong fritters. We have the rice, the macaroni. I mean, you won't even miss it. It's always something for
my
everyone.
My mouth watering.
Yeah.
I think I might need to bring tinfoil tomorrow, too, just to tote a little bit.
That's it.
You know, I'll be real.
That's it.
But I want to thank you guys again. You know, looking forward to next year's already, and you know, you're going to announce it later, but what a feel for next year, too. Little Birdie told me there's some big teams coming next year.
Some big teams are coming, but you have to stay tuned.
There you go. Well, we're here until 6. We're going to talk sports completely in the 5 o'clock hour, but like I said, Dayton, North Carolina State going on right now. Follow-up game tonight, next game on the docket, Butler and BYU. Tickets still available for that, and don't forget the finals tomorrow, Kansas and Tennessee. You definitely don't want to miss that, all right? It's the Battle for Atlantis, Bad Boy Mode. Done it again. The premier preseason tournament in all of Atlanta, where the games do count, and you have the best teams going, possibly. Who's in Tennessee in the final? Go look at any other preseason tournament. I dare you. Can't find it. Not that quality.
You better come with half orange, half blue, and red.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Come like gumball, and you should be good to go. All right, let's get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, I'm going to go in the arena. We'll catch up with some of the Dayton and North Carolina State action. And we'll get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour, which kicking off with news at the top of the hour. So keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, November 25th edition of Talking Heads. November 25th, November 24th?
Today is November 24th.
Yes, all right, the 24th. Well, right there, Heady. And we get into the weekend party. That's what happens when you're on Thanksgiving and Battle for Atlantis. So the November 24th edition continues right after this. Don't touch it.
pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, right? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Thursday, November 24th edition continues right now. Talking Heads continues right now. We are live at the Bad Boy Morris Battle for Atlanta. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And of course, like I said, we're here checking it out. We got a great game going on right now. You got Dayton taking on North Carolina State. And right now, you have Dayton team over North Carolina State. And again, like I said, well attended. The games are well attended. All of these schools, all of these teams travel well. Got a great final lined up for tomorrow, 7:30. You got Kansas, the number three team in the country, taking on the Tennessee Volunteers. I don't think any preseason tournament could give you that final of that magnitude. And that's at 7:30 tomorrow. And both those teams, like I said, should be a very entertaining final. Right now, this game right now going on, Dayton and NC State, quite entertaining. 21-17, Dayton's up. High-paced game, lot of running up and down. Up-tempo for sure. NC State took Kansas to the wire in game one, 80-74. And Wisconsin took Kansas into overtime the day before losing. So, I don't know, Kansas may be ripe. Three ball for NC State from the corner. 21-20. Boy, I tell you, I remember somebody who could jay it up from the corner like that back in the day myself. But yeah, NC State is up, down actually. Dayton up to. Dayton answers back with a three of their own. 24-20. Dayton up on NC State right now. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Got the full second half left to go. And then the follow-up game tonight on the docket, last game on the docket, the Butler Bulldogs and the BYU Cougars. So you definitely want to check both of those games out. Two high-quality basketball programs in that game as well. NC State trying to stay in it. Two ball. Trakell Joyner, the talented guard from NC State, Dayton up 24-22. And like I said, it is another great tournament. Operator Flo, what's happening? Good to see you. Where this? This reunion we get at Atlantis, man. I seen all my good friends, man. And listen, you know, I love to see folks who used to see you hear the jokes and all before I took them to stage. You know, it's good to be back home at the Atlantis, man, and seeing a lot of folks that helped make this tournament blossom from its inception in 2011. And clearly, it spurred a lot of other tournaments within the region and here as well, but none quite like this. This is the premier tournament, like I said, preseason tournament in all the land where the games actually count. Like I said, we got 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. Dayton up 24-22 over NC State. But like I said, this should be an exciting game. NC State actually took number three Kansas to the wire in game one, losing 80-74. And Dayton had a good opening game as well, falling short in their first contest. But nonetheless, both of these teams are talented and look for them to do well in their season. But right now, they're doing it at the Bowboy Moores Battle for Atlanta. 6 minutes left, 6 minutes, 37 seconds left in the first half. The Dayton Flyers up over the NC State Wolfpack, 24-22. Don't forget the next game up tonight. Got the Butler Bulldogs and the BYU Cougars coming up in the next game. And of course, you know, always good to see the international media covenant, ESPN, doing a great job. And the fact that, you know, as far as tourism goes, it's a great product as far as heads and beds because the arena's packed. And these teams travel well. Strong contingent of NC State fans, strong contingent of Dayton fans. And if you look at Kansas and Tennessee tomorrow in the final, you'll see how well those teams travel. Great entertainment here at the Atlantis as well, featuring a lot of local entertainers and junk new artists. And the tourists love it. So it's a great product once again on multiple levels, and great to see the tourists enjoying themselves. All right, we've had an adjustment in the score. The three-pointer that was awarded to Dayton to make it 24-22 has actually been reversed to now a two-point shot, and the score now is 23-22 in favor of Dayton. Referee's adjustment. So Dayton leads 23-22 over NC State. After the official's adjustment, 6 minutes and 37 seconds to go in the first half. Full second half left to go. And don't forget, second game tonight, Butler Bulldogs, BYU Cougars. But the Dayton Flyers, tall, athletic team. And while NC State has a few tall athletes on it, they're more athletically and guard-based. Three-guard rotation for the Wolfpack, whereas Dayton employs more of a traditional rotation. But nonetheless, great action here at the Bowboy Moores Battle for Atlantis. Dayton with the ball. Half-court set. Shot clock winding down, six on the clock. Four, three ball, Dayton, no good. Rebound, NC State, they're off and running. Here they come in transition. Baseline, NC State, floater, no good. Rebound, Dayton. Now they're off and running, slowing it down into the half court set at the top. Point guard, Smith, running the offense. Back door, slam dunk. Dayton Flyers up 25-22. NC State on the reply, bucket. Tre'Davion Smith again, the bucket and the foul. 25-24, Dayton is up, but Smith on the line for NC State to tie it. This is definitely an exciting game right here. I might have to set up shop in here for the rest of the afternoon because this is quite entertaining. We're getting ready to get you ready for the news at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. All right, that's coming up in short order. But like I said, in the 5 hour, and we'll get you ready. We'll get you updated on all the NFL action that's going on right now. Turkey Day. All right, at an earlier game, Buffalo knocked off Detroit 25-22 in overtime in a very exciting game. And then, of course, you know, you have the second game right now, my Dallas Cowboys. You know, the only thing that could put me away from the Cowboys on Turkey Day? Bad Boy Moore's Battle for Atlantis. Otherwise, you know. Not happening. Giants lead the Cowboys in the first with 9:44. All right. 3-0. New York over the Cowboys. All right. So we'll keep you posted on that game as well. So lots of football left to go there. Exciting earlier game in the NFL today. Like I said, Buffalo 125-22 over Detroit in overtime. Don't forget the Patriots and the Vikings coming up tonight at 8:20. But like I said, we're live, Battle for Atlantis. Bad Boy Moyes, Battle for Atlantis. 5 minutes and 28 seconds left to go in the first half. Dayton up 27-24 over NC State. Big bucket down low. DJ Burris, the big guy from NC State in more ways than one. Reminiscent of the late Robert Track, the trailer who used to play for Michigan for the Wolverines. Steal by NC State and the flush. Hard with the steal and the dunk. NC State up 28-27. Now they got the full court press going on. Now they drop back off. Man-to-man defense. Dayton in the half-court offense. Screen and roll. Smith, the point guard, to the top. Over to the corner. Back to the top. Smith penetrates down low. Bucket. Dayton goes up 29-28. Very competitive game. Like I said, 4 minutes and 28 seconds left. First half. Second half still to come. Second game later tonight. You got the Butler Bulldogs and the BYU Cougars. Right now, though, 29-28, Dayton leads NC State. Bad Boy Moyes, Battle for Atlantis. Smith on the drive for NC State. No good. Looking for the foul. None called. Dayton on the fast break. Turnover. Multiple substitutions now for Dayton. Dayton up 29-28. Now the call has been reversed. Initially ruled NC State ball. Dayton received it. Rebound. NC State out on the break. Three ball, no good for NC State. Dayton in transition. Three ball of their own, no good. Rebound by Smith. The talented guard from NC State on the break. Corner three ball for NC State. No good. Rebound NC State. Back to the top. Smith unleashes a three, and it's good. Tavion Smith again for NC State. Clearly the best player on the floor for the Wolfpack. 31-29, NC State up over Dayton. Smith, the other Smith, the point guard for Dayton, slows it to the top of the court. Timeout, Dayton. All right, with 3 minutes left in the first half, 31-29, NC State leads Dayton. All right, we're going to get you ready to get to the news in the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Coming out of the news, we'll do it all things sports like we always do today in sports history, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We'll get you the local sports report, brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau, by Burger King Nassau. That'll be followed up by a Who's In and Who's Out by Tropical Gyros. We'll get your pro picks lined up, all brought to you, of course, by the, I said, we'll continue the party here at the Bad Boy Moyes Battle for Atlantis. Going into the half right now, 3 minutes left. You got Dayton trailing NC State 31-29. Quick break, and out of the break, right after the news, we'll be right back at you right here on the Thursday, November 24th edition of Talking Heads. Happy Thanksgiving.
This
is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
On the Thursday, November 24th, giving everybody, and like I said, we are live at the Bowboy Moore's Bottle for Atlantis. And glad to be here again. And like we do each and every day with the 5 o'clock hour, we set it off with sports. Today in sports history, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. And then in short order, I'm going to be getting caught up with Tanya and the crew from, Bowboy Moore's Bottle for Atlantis and the box office here at the Atlantis. And not only do we have Bowboy Moore's Bottle for Atlantis to talk about. There's a lot of things coming up for the Christmas and for the New Year's that we're going to get you filled in on. And they got some great local rates. So listen out and you'll hear how you get hooked up. All right. But before we get to that, we got it today in sports. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And let me tell you, big up to the crew at Naughty Johnny's. Special hug and hug and hug and hug and hug again for Chef Merlin down there. All right. Yes, man. Big hookup on my plate. Love you. My God. That was good. And then the whole crew down there at Naughty Johnny's, man. You took good care of me and the fam as always, man. But that Thanksgiving lunch, off the chain. And I have some for laters, too. Because, you know, I'm the first to tell you, we got to have turkey salad. We got to have steamed turkey. We got to have turkey soup. Thanksgiving is not Thanksgiving without the leftovers. But I tell you, Naughty Johnny's, you did it again. Big up to you all. All right, so today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. And they still got some of that Thanksgiving fare going on for you. So give them a call, 377-7776, all right? Some still left. Better call them quick, though. And on this day in 1960, November 24th, 1960, Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia Warriors set an NBA record with 55 rebounds against the Boston Celtics. 1991, Monica Seles set a female tennis record by winning $2,457,758 in one single year. 1996, Barry Sanders of the Detroit Lions set an NFL record when he recorded his 8th straight 1,000-yard season. 1996, Rusty Wallace won the first NASCAR event to be held in Japan. 1996, Clyde Drexler of the Houston Rockets became the 24th NBA player to record 20,000 career points. Sports quote of the day, you have to expect things of yourself before you can do them. Michael Jordan. All right, and that's the wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Now, like I said, we're here at the Bowboy Moore's Bottle for Atlantis. Great game going on right now. We're at the half. We got Dayton and NC State doing it in a great game. I walked out about 2 minutes left, and NC State was up 31-29. So it should be a nip and tuck game going into the second half. And don't forget, we have another game up tonight. Following this one, you got the Butler Bulldogs, the BYU Cougars. Tickets still available for that. Atlantis box office, 363-6601 for more info on that and to get your tickets. Tomorrow night, great final lineup as well. You all have done it again, Tanya. Applause, 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 applause. I am so proud of this baby called the Battle for Atlantis. I remember in 2011 when it was bonded. Now it's a big, rusty teenage child almost walking and dunking and it's a great, the tournament's got better every year. Yes. Great game going on right now. And that final tomorrow, where can you get the number 3 team in all the land, the Kansas Jayhawks, taking on the Tennessee Volunteers, who in their own right are no slouch. That is a great final.
Yes, it is. It's definitely a great final. We want to let you know that if you're unable to make it, it will be aired on ESPN at 7:30. So that will be a great thing. It'll be great to see half of the stadium covered in Kansas fans and the other half covered in Tennessee fans.
Orange, and that orange is always loud for Tennessee.
It's so great, and their energy is so amazing. Their support for their teams, their families who are playing are so great, and it's just great camaraderie. We love to see them every year. They come in, and as you said, Bowboy Moore's Battle for Atlantis has been around for so many years, and it's even great to see how much it has evolved and how much the schools continue to just come and support one another, and we enjoy having everyone here. Everyone.
Now, tomorrow, great opportunity. You've extended the tailgate party.
Yes, the tailgate party.
Let them know about that, because I, that's a deal.
The tailgate party is happening tomorrow, and it's been extended, actually. It's going to be 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's an all-you-can-eat and all-you-can-drink wonderful affair that's happening on the outdoor patio of the Imperial Arena, and we want to encourage everyone to come. It's just $89 plus VAT plus grad. That's less than $120, and we want you to know, hey, 8 hours all-you-can-eat and drink, you can't beat that.
No, you can't. And you could do damage with that. When they say damage, you get here. Game start later on. You get here at 12:30, 1 o'clock. Make your first round.
Mm-hmm.
Catch yourself. Make your second
round.
That's
what we normally have people do. They make their first round, and they come. They enjoy it. And it's like, wow, just a great time. But we love that. And like I said, after Battle for Atlantis and Tailgate has happened in December, we're having Kids Bop. That's happening on December 17th. That's a Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the Atlantis Grand Ballroom. And what's great about this event is we're having a kids tailgate. All you can think of kids is happening in the foyer part of the Atlantis Grand Ballroom. And they're going to have even a 360 booth. So we want to encourage all residents to take advantage of the 10% offer that at AtlantisBahamas.com/resident rate to book your tickets. It's going to be a great time, and we want to encourage everyone to come on down.
And that's if you're a parent, that's a great night for you.
And school's closed on the 16th, so come on down and enjoy those A-plus report cards.
Go to the kids' bop. Let them love themselves, and you love yourself at Atlantis. I'm going to go to one of the restaurants. Come
no,
see me at Joker.
Come with the kiddies too. We want it to be fun. They can go to the restaurant first.
They could go.
Okay.
They could, that's fine.
Some of us would want
them to have that good experience.
Correct.
By themselves.
Enjoy that. But yes, for a kids' bop, it's happening on December 7th. And then ending the year in grand style again, we're having Party Like a Royal, having a special DJ set with Nick Cannon. And we can't wait.
And Nick promises not to get nobody pregnant, so don't get excited.
He's just coming to play, ladies. He's just coming to play. So we want you to come in. It's going to be a great time. And then we definitely want to encourage persons to purchase their tickets with the early bird special at NewYearsAtlantis.com. And then on the 1st of January, we have Chainsmokers, which is really great. I love Chainsmokers. So I can't wait to see them live singing, you know, these great songs. I hope they bring some special surprises.
But Chainsmokers always do a great performance live. And you never know who might pop up with the Chainsmokers.
Because
they got an entourage that's quite large.
Correct. You never know. And, you know, it's so
they do
great.
A lot of duets, too. You never know who might pop up and do a little cameo.
You know, I don't know if Haley will be coming, but we'll see.
Listen, you all need to worry about me, because I'm a fan of Chainsmokers. I might be in the back there screaming.
I hope you're there. January 1st is where it's going to be, and we are super excited to have them here. But, of course, we definitely want to encourage persons to come to the last day of Battle for Atlantis, the men's tournament. It's really great. The energy is so amazing, as always.
And there's two games tomorrow night, right? 7:30 and 9,
7:30
correct?
And 10 p.m.
7:30 and 10.
10 p.m. So even if you can't make the 7:30, we have a 10 p.m. game. And what's really great about it is our halftime shows are all Bahamian.
I mentioned that earlier, man. The halftime show last night with the Junkanoo.
All Bahamian.
And
we
all
love
the
it.
Bahamian talent. Great stuff. And the all guests love it. That's the most important
thing.
Yes,
it's really great to incorporate our culture into it because, you know, we go so many places, but nothing like having that homegrown flavor into something that we do so much for our guests.
Now, here's a little suggestion for me. You got a 7:30 game tomorrow, a 10 o'clock game tomorrow. You got the tailgate extended until 8. So if you get here maybe when it's 4 o'clock, if you got to work, you can't get off. You can still take advantage of that tailgate for 4 hours. Be in great shape.
Mm-hmm. That's it. All you can eat and drink.
You'd be good, man. You'd be good.
That's true.
And then you got the 7:30 and you got the 10 o'clock game. Love yourself.
Love yourself. And you don't even have to go in the arena. The big screen LED TV is right out there for
you to
enjoy.
That's what I like about the tailgate area out there. It's great ambiance because you have a lot of Dayton fans, NC State fans inside. But outside, you got some Kansas fans, some Butler fans, some Tennessee fans. So it's good to catch the banter back and forth with them and hear how they like the Bahamas. I like hanging out there talking sports with them. Good stuff.
Correct. And then, of course, we do have a live DJ that's out there as well. Every time there's not a game going on or there's a pause in the game, the DJ comes in, does his thing, and it's great stuff.
Now, as far as tonight's game, tickets still available for the Butler BYU game, correct?
Yes, there is. Tickets are still available. You still have time to catch it.
And they can get them right at the box office, correct?
Yes, the box office is out front. They're open until 8 p.m.
So, no excuse for you. You know, some of you texting, are tickets still available? Yes, tickets are still available for tonight's game. Don't quote me on the final because tickets are moving fast on that. But tickets are available for 10 o'clock game. So you still have opportunities to catch some of the action tomorrow night. And still inquired at the box office to see if any are available for that championship game. But if you can't get into that, because you know the fact that tickets may all be gone, 10 o'clock game still has avails as well. And we'll know who's in that 10 o'clock game. Who's playing in third and fourth place? That'll be determined with some of the rest of the games today. Because Butler,
Wisconsin, and
the winner of Butler, NC State.
The winner of Butler and NC State? No, they're on this side.
On this side, so.
Kansas played SC, South USC.
Yes,
USC,
that's right, the Trojans.
USC. Yes, Wisconsin and
so the third
and
fourth places, Wisconsin and USC. And that's a good game, too.
Mm-hmm. That was a good game. That was like a whole red show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, they were in Jokers last night.
Oh, that's great.
90% of the audience was from Wisconsin.
Oh, nice. That was great.
They didn't know I had jokes about the mosquitoes.
Wow.
I got new friends from Wisconsin.
Wow, that's wonderful.
See, where comedy takes you everywhere.
Love it.
Basketball, too. And like I said, you got to come out and you got to stay in touch with Atlantis. Because, you know, we got a big announcement coming up for the next year's Battle for Atlantis.
Yes.
So stay posted on that because the team's coming next year off the chain.
Amazing things. Amazing things.
And if you think this one is off the chain this year, it keeps getting bigger and better. So keep on listening out. All right. Now, we're getting ready for the first break there, Mr. Producer. Let's get to the first break. All right. And on the flip side of the break, we'll talk some more sports. I'll get you updated. I'll go back inside. I'll get you updated on Dayton and NC State. And get you ready for Butler later on tonight. But like I said, all things and all roads lead to Atlantis this weekend. Still got tickets for tonight's game. Still got tickets for the second game tomorrow night. And take advantage of that tailgate party, all right? You don't even have to go in the arena if you don't want to. Stay right outside. Love yourself. Huge screen. Not even big screen. I can't say big screen. That's an understatement. Huge screen. Massive screen outside. Great ambiance. And gourmet food, too. And cocktails. All you could eat, all you could drink. I want to stress that. The all part. Now, what you could do is on you. But at that price, 89 plus VAT, you can't beat that. All right? So let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll talk some more Battle for Atlantis. And we'll talk some NFL action. All right? We'll get you caught up on the Turkey Day games going on. Right now, we have Buffalo winning the first game, 25-22. And in the second game, I get you caught up right now. It's the Cowboys, 7, and the Giants, 3. Ezekiel Elliott, a 6-yard touchdown run. And the Cowboys lead the Giants 7-3. Elliott, 6 rushes for 57 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 2 receptions for 33 yards. Tony Pollard, 5 carries for 17. Dak Prescott, 6-9 for 70 yards, 1 interception. But the Cowboys are up 7-3 with 14:55 left to go in the second quarter. Buffalo took care, like I said, of Detroit earlier, 25-22 in an exciting game. And like I said, the Cowboys lead 7-3 over the Giants. Don't forget, tonight, 8:20, you got the Patriots and the Vikings in the third game, your Turkey Day Classic, right here on, and all named after John Madden, which I think is an awesome touch. It's John Madden's NFL Thanksgiving special or spectacular. Nobody embodied Turkey Day more than John Madden. And he embodied football, he embodied a lot of things, the video game. One of the best announcers, if not the best, in my opinion, to do it. Taking nothing away from Pat Summerall, his longtime partner. Taking nothing away from Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. Taking nothing away from Collinsworth and Al Michaels. But I'll tell you, to see it like that, I know Madden is looking down smiling. If you love football, this is a great day. And the only thing that would get me not to watch my Cowboys on Turkey Day, Battle for Atlantis. Tailgate party, all you could eat, all you could drink. And I still didn't catch the second half of the Cowboys. Team's good, you know. Team's good. So we'll take the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back at you. And don't forget the final 10 today. We got some more fantasy football tidbits for you. All right, some bold predictions and, of course, some trades. If you still got a trade deadline in your fantasy football league, this is the last week you can make a trade. I got coming up in the final 10 today who you should make a trade for, especially if you're in a keeper league. All right? That'll take you home today, all right, on the Thursday, November 24th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service. Protecting since
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Play with Island Games.
We're making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to play
Island Games.
We're like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The Better Network is giving you bigger savings at Alive's Black Friday sale. With select store and van locations opening as early as 6 a.m. Purchase devices as low as $29 and receive doorbuster prizes, accessories, and so much more. Don't want to wait? Alive customers can beat the Black Friday rush and shop online as early as 12 a.m. with even more deals. Friday the 25th of November, Alive's Black Friday sale. You don't want to miss it. Visit BeAlive.com for more information.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla boy in his
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
He there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons, you know?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happen, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
Who went?
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting.
Brought to you by UB Radio, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Thursday, November 24th edition continues right now. And a little update for you. Saquon Barkley with a 1 yard run. Giants lead the Cowboys 10-7 with 9:28 left in the first half. All right. Still a lot of football left to play in that one. But the Cowboys are up. Well, sorry, the Giants are up 10-7 in that one. So we'll keep an eye on that for New York. Barkley, 6 rushes, 21 yards, and a touchdown. Daniel Jones, 6-2 for 98 yards. Darius Slayton, 1 reception for 44 yards. That was the big play that kind of set it up. So we'll see where it goes. Still a lot of football left to play in this one. Earlier game today, you had Buffalo knock off Detroit 28-25 in overtime. Stats for Buffalo, Jared Allen, 24-42, 253 yards, 2 TDs and an interception. Singletary, 14 carries, 72 yards. Allen also had 78 yards and a touchdown on the ground. And McKenzie, the little wide receiver, the slot receiver, 6 receptions, 96 yards and a touchdown. Stephon Diggs, 8 receptions, 77 yards and a touchdown. So the Bills are still doing what they're supposed to do. And quietly, considering the amount of injuries they have on defense, they're holding water. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Now, Dolphin fans, I don't want you to get too fired up, but I will remind you. Okay, we got a caller. We'll get to the caller right now. I will remind you, you're having a good run. You made it through your portion of the season with Tua and the injuries. But that Buffalo team that you beat up on, they were going into the beginning of their injuries right then. If you catch them at 100% in the cold, totally different scenario. And you know what y'all is doing in the cold. Y'all just turn into Morgan's fish sticks, frozen, in the frozen section. Yeah. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty.
Hey.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Yeah, you missed my voice just now. That's what
no,
I'm
no,
talking.
This the mystery. This the mystery
no,
dolphin.
No, no,
I know this part of you was going to call. I was waiting.
You missed it. But I was listening to you just now. Giving off them scores, but you just sound a little heartbroken when you gave off the Cowboys score against the Giants.
I wasn't heartbroken. I can tell you the true sense is you.
Listen,
when I sat down to this table, I hit my shin bone on the underneath portion of the table, and I really tried not to say a joker's wild word or two on national radio. So I'm being honest with you right now, because I get hit dead in the shin, not on the side, not that, right on the shank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I shank bone.
Listen, that's 7-3 versus 7-3, okay?
Yeah, man, but listen, I want to make a point to you Dolphin fans and taking nothing away from the good season that you're having. But that Buffalo team looks like they're treading water and they're getting healthy. If they're 100% in the cold, that's going to be a tough game for you guys. I don't think that's the team you're beat up on.
I know. With me, I'm open to that game. I guess I don't believe... If we beat Buffalo 2 games this season, 2 consecutive games, I believe that we're coming out. And so I'm really open with that particular game. I hope that we can win that game, but I seriously don't think so.
Yeah, like I say, y'all got to prove it to me in the cold. I've seen y'all do it in the regular season. I've seen it, but in the cold, y'all got to prove it to me.
Yeah.
And you all have your moments in the cold.
Now, you're right. Now, let's get off of us now, because we ain't playing today.
Okay.
We ain't playing today.
Right.
Let's deal with the matter that's at hand right now.
Okay.
Right here, right now.
Let's cut
the Dallas Cowboys playing the New York Giants. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Cowboys 27-20 when it's all said and done.
27-20?
When it's all said and done.
I need some of that with you, Ben. What's that? I know today is Thanksgiving.
I've had turkey in abundance, but you know we've had some old number 7 as well. So if you want some Jack Daniels, we'll make that happen for you.
What they putting that stuff in you at?
Jack Daniels.
Okay. All right.
That's an old Southern recipe.
All right.
It might be some moonshine, because I met some friends from Tennessee here, you know, volunteer people following the volunteers. They tell me they got some apple pie moonshine. So you never know. I might have something for the weekend. If your phone ring, tell me we got some moonshine.
Apple pie moonshine.
Apple pie moonshine.
So, Patrick Beverly gets suspended for 3 games, right?
You know I am laughing, right? Because I passed Porter's Key Dog this morning, and guess who I saw by the light carrying on by? Patrick Beverly's twin.
Yeah, boy, that fella really looks like Patrick Beverly now.
I cannot tell you where to lie. Wally, you don't believe me? I can take a picture of him this weekend. This is Patrick Beverly's twin, separated at birth.
Patrick Beverly just don't know how to groom himself, man.
No, but listen, Mystery Dolphin, just like with LeBron, I had my issues with LeBron prior to him coming to the Lakers, right? Well, I got issues with Patrick Beverly. Yeah, he plays defense, and he's a tough guy. So, but I'm old school. If you're going to push somebody, push him in the chest. Don't push him in the back. He could have pushed him in the back. And Ayton, yeah, Ayton's a big dude, but when you push 7 feet down and trip him over somebody, they land awkward. That could cause a career-ending injury. So if he's Billy,
this
you
seems
know what?
To be something consistent with him, and the league needs to do something about that, though.
Little man's complex. You know, sometimes short dudes, they got issues. They always got to prove a point.
Yeah, that's womanish, though.
Yeah.
That's womanish on his behalf.
I mean, the bigger question for L.A. now, though, is who's going to get traded?
I don't think they're going to let him go.
No. I mean, he stays, but like you say, some of them other pieces will be in that package. I'm hearing AD in pieces. I'm hearing Westbrook in pieces.
Yeah, Westbrook in pieces. I don't know about AD in pieces.
Yeah,
Westbrook
a couple of them AD in pieces floating out. I don't know who's doing that. I don't know if that's the Lakers testing the water to see if there's any value right there right now where he's playing so well these last 4 or 5 games, or if that's just people putting out fake news. I think Westbrook is the ticket for a trade.
But that's the most money right there. So once you slim that, you're good. You can bring anyone you want to bring.
But like I say, a lot more people are interested in Westbrook now too, considering that he's playing the way he's playing coming off the bench.
Yeah, but what he can do when he goes to another team, he can sting that team.
Depending on which team. I mean, a team like San Antonio, I don't have a problem getting draft picks from them, and they know they want to stink it up. They plan for, you know, Wembanyama. So
San Antonio playing good ball right now, though.
Surprisingly.
They could use him.
He'd be good leadership, and I mean, he's a Popovich guy in the sense that he's high energy, he rebounds, gets assists, plays
defense. So you believe Patrick Beverly would be a part of that package?
I don't know.
You believe now they will keep Kendrick Nunn over Patrick Beverly? What do you think?
I don't know. Kendrick Nunn may be a piece they put in there. Or Beverly, depending on the money. I mean, the money's the same kind of thing. Both of those guys making almost the same thing.
Beverly is a good player to have, boy. He may have a little attitude there. What he does is he spunks up the team.
Defensively, he's improved.
Yeah, he's an awesome player. He goes all out. He leaves everything on the court. That's what he does.
Problem
he
is, some of his tactics are a little underhanded, but I must say, I agree with you there. From a defensive standpoint, everywhere he's been, he brings that defensive attitude and that defensive mentality.
Yeah, he's the defensive man. He's good. He just has to man up now and start being womanish. That's it.
And that's a maturation process, I think. And sometimes people get caught up in that mantra. That's what keeps him in the league, so I don't think he's going to change it. You know?
Yeah.
He's that guy. I'm going to play defense. I'm going to get grimy. I'm going to play dirty. Somebody needs a guy like me on the team. And as you've noticed over the years, people have always traded for him or given him a contract.
But I remember Patrick Beverly was over here before COVID, and I saw him.
That's the dude at Porter's Key. You thought that was Patrick Beverly.
No, Patrick Beverly. Patrick Beverly. He was on the side of speech.
Okay.
He was there. I will tell you.
Whenever you're ready, let me know. That sounds like a good story.
I will tell you about that offline.
All right. Well, okay. As of the Cowboy game right now, it's 10-7. Giants leading the Cowboys. The Giants just had to punt. 7 minutes left in the first half. Cowboys getting the ball back. So we'll see where it goes from there.
All right. Have a good one.
Who you like tonight, Patriots or Vikings?
The Vikings. I like the Vikings. I like the Giants.
I like Belichick to throw the Wap-Toosie on Kirk Cousins tonight. Give him some crazy kung fu. And I've been saying all week, Judon could go crazy, so I'm looking for it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Be safe. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving, my brother.
All right. You too, bro.
Take care. All right. 5:36 p.m. is the time. And like I said, we still got Dayton and NC State going on the inside. And still got NFL action today. You got the Cowboys. Still the full second half of football left to play. The Giants leading right now 10-7. Then right after that, you got the Patriots and the Vikings tonight. And I like Belichick to put a little kung fu on the reeling Minnesota Vikings. If they had a full week and they played on Sunday after the Cowboys dropped it on them 40-3, different scenario, different, you know, angle. This is a short week. It's Thanksgiving. I think they're still reeling a little bit. I think that's the first time they've really been punched in the mouth. And I think Belichick is smart enough to jump on them while they're down and throw some of the same things out of the situation last week against Dallas. And it starts and ends with the offensive line, which is injured. Starting left tackle is gone. The replacement is not that solid. It's a recipe for disaster with a Belichick defense, the way he puts pressure on. So we definitely got to see how it plays out. And I'm taking nothing away from Minnesota playing at home. And if they get Justin Jefferson back involved, it could turn out to be a game. But right now, I like New England to throw something on him, to give him a little crazy kung fu, as Belichick does. And at the end of the day, Belichick is playing from a position where the Patriots need to win as many games as they can to make a playoff run. He needs to get back in the conversation. He can, even though they're in last place in the NFC East. Standings-wise, they still got a shot at the wild card or better. So they got to play. So I think they're coming out trying to win this game. Belichick's going to throw the kung fu, and it's going to be ugly on the New England side of the ball. Run the ball, short screen passes, dink and dunk. Keep the Minnesota offense off the field. So it should be ugly. Take the under if you're better. And I like the Patriots in this one. Cowboys 10-7, Giants leading right now. They got 7 minutes and 31 seconds left in the first half. I think there's a timeout going on. I'm waiting for an update. Dallas just got the ball back. New York punted. And there you have it. It's 10-7. Dallas getting the ball back. Now, you got the Dayton Flyers. NC State Wolfpack going on. Second half of that is happening. Don't forget the second game tonight. You got the Butler Bulldogs and the BYU Cougars. That should be another great game. And don't forget the big finals tomorrow. 7:30, you got Kansas, number 3 in the country, versus Tennessee. And second game, our third and fourth place game, you have Wisconsin and USC. Another great game. So at the end of the day, you got two big games tomorrow with four great teams. Still take advantage of that. Tickets still available at the Atlantis box office for tonight's game and the games tomorrow. So 5:40 p.m. is the time. Don't forget coming up on the final 10 today. We got all the trade information that you need to have for your fantasy football league. If your trade deadline is coming up, you need to make these trades right now. If you're in a keeper league, a lot of people, you know, when you play fantasy football and you play in a keeper league could go horrible for you this year, but you always got next year. All right, and those keeper leagues, those are the kind of leagues that need to make trades now. And some people are trying to make the playoffs. They're willing to give up some goods for next year. You see what I'm saying? All right, so we got our good friends from Fantasy Football Focus. They got the 11 players you should trade for right now before your trade deadline in the fantasy football season. All right, so That's definitely coming up on the final 10 today and getting you ready. And listen, that's the make or break information you need. That could mean getting you in the playoffs or you being on the outside looking in. So keep an eye out for that. But like I said, coming up on the final 10 today, okay? So with that being said, let's have a look at a couple of other tidbits. Let me double check the Cowboy game again. Got an update on that score for you. All right. Dallas with a first down at the New York Giants 31. Dak Prescott, 14-yard pass to Michael Gallup. All right, Tony Pollard just carried for a yard. It's now 2nd and 9 on the Giants 30. Dallas looking to at least tie the game before the half or take the lead. 4:59 left. Tony Pollard, 8 carries, 23 yards. Zeke Elliott, 6 carries, 57 yards and a touchdown. Michael Gallup, 5 receptions, 63 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 2 receptions, 33 yards. And Dalton Schultz just got into the action with a little reception. 3rd and 4 at the New York 25. So a big second half where the football still left to come with the Cowboys and the Giants on Turkey Day in a big NFC matchup, NFC East matchup. Don't forget the Patriots and the Vikings tonight. And I like the Patriots. I just think the Vikings are still reeling from last week's loss to the Cowboys. They've long been questioned as to the legitimacy of them being 8-1 and now 8-2 after the Cowboys beat them. So we'll see. It's a good test for both squads and allows New England to stay relevant in that NFC race and in the AFC race, because at the end of the day, you got one or two creme de la creme teams and like a quagmire for, say, number 5, 6, and 7 is a quagmire of teams that could get in there from all angles. So New England needs to keep playing. So I think that the necessity for this game is more based with New England than with Minnesota, because even though they lost, they're still the number 2 seed in the NFC, and I don't think they're going to really free fall no worse than 3 because of their division. Green Bay's not happening this year. Chicago's not happening this year. So look at the division. Detroit not happening this year. So they should be able to hang on in that division. So they're going to make the playoffs just based on the fact they're going to win that division, because everybody else is horrible or starting to get warm too little too late. So you have to look at it all the way around. So I think Minnesota, you know, they could take a blow or two and not be worse for wear. New England can't afford to lose any more games. So I feel like New England's going to be on it, and they're going to be intense, and they're going to be more fired up to get this done. And I just like the fact that Belichick knows what to do when he gets a quarterback reeling. And Kirk Cousins is reeling right now. Took some blows prior to the Cowboy game. He took a shellacking in the Cowboy game. And now he got Judon ready to break him up tonight. And the offensive line woes continue in Minnesota. So there you have it. All right, let's get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, well, you know, we got the final 10 today, Fantasy Football Focus. So let me get to the break. Before we get to the break, let me wrap it up. First of all, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it with you and your family. From Madam Producer in the studio, my engineer extraordinaire, the Waldorf Astoria, right here. Both of you all have a great, rest of the day with your family and enjoy your Thanksgiving. Appreciate everybody here, my Atlantis family, for making it happen again, being a part of Bad Boy Moore's Battle for Atlantis. Great game going on right now with Dayton and NC State. Another great game coming up tonight. Butler, the Bulldogs, along with BYU, the Cougars. That's the final game for tonight. Championship game tomorrow. Number 3 in the country, Kansas, taking on Tennessee. That should be a great final. The 3rd and 4th place game, Wisconsin and USC. That's another great game. Tickets still available for that. Atlantis box office, 363-6601. That's for all your information and your tickets, okay? And don't forget the tailgate party aspect, too. $89 plus VAT, all you could eat, all you could drink all day long, plus you get the games. Can't beat that with a stick, all right? And as far as tomorrow, be sure to join us. We're going to be live, Dunkin' Donuts, Carmichael location, all right? Getting you running on Dunkin' into the weekend. So enjoy your Thanksgiving. Props to everybody who chimed in earlier in the first hour and everybody who contributed and the whole crew, Kara and the whole crew from the Atlantis. great stuff today. And I'm going to go enjoy the last couple of minutes of Dayton and NC State. And then, of course, you know, coming up out of the break, Fantasy Football Focus, the 11 players you need to make a trade for right now before your trade deadline in fantasy football if you want to make the playoffs or if you want to be a contender next year in the Keeper League, all right? So we'll check you tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can be good at it. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your turkey and get ready for turkey leftovers. And we'll talk about all of that through the weekend and into next week because we'll still be eating turkey by then. Until then, have a great Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving. Deuces, we going. Let there be basketball.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good!
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Center of America, within days, I got open. They presented me with treatment options and set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Bros YouTube channel. My name is Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to be breaking down my 11 players to trade right now before your trade deadline. But first, if you want a chance to win a signed T. Higgins Cincinnati Bengals jersey, courtesy of our friends at Pristine Auction, all you need to do is subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel right now, comment below on this video, and that's it. Make sure to turn on those notifications to know when new videos drop and to find out if you've won. Now, let's get to those pre-trade deadline trades. Our first trade target is wide receiver Drake London, Atlanta Falcons, rest of season rank wide receiver 41. Drake London owns a 27% target share this season, 16th best among all players. And now that Kyle Pitts' 11th ranked 28% target share is gone from the offense, the target floodgate should open up for London to feast, even in a low-volume passing offense. Atlanta boasts the second easiest schedule for wide receivers rest of season per PFF, setting up London to be a difference maker down the stretch with Pitts placed on IR. Buy London before the current manager realizes what they have on their hands. His 38% red zone target rate leads all players this season. Ergo, when the Falcons get to the red zone, they're looking for number 5. Gladly send Curtis Samuel, Raheem Mostert, Darnell Mooney, or Deontay Johnson for London, or get London Plus for this sell high running back. Running back Devin Singletary, Buffalo Bills, rest season rank RB27. Singletary totaled 18 carries for 86 yards and scored while adding in 2 catches in week 11. 57% opportunity share, 80% route participation, 72% snap share. Over the past 2 weeks, he has 7 carries inside the 10-yard line, 4 in week 11, and 3 rushing touchdowns. Josh Allen has 0 carries inside the 10-yard line. It's clear that Singletary is still viewed as the team's RB1, and the increased looks in the red zone have expanded his fantasy ceiling. Although rookie James Cook looks spry, rushing for 86 yards on 11 carries, playing his largest snap share since week 2. It's still very possible the rookie gets more involved as the season progresses, even though he had just 3 carries in the first half. Singletary is in another great spot this week against the Detroit Lions, but be warned that their defense has not been the same pushover it's been to start the year. Over the last 3 weeks, the Lions have allowed limited running back fantasy production to the Bears, Packers, and Giants. That puts Singletary firmly in the sell-high conversation with the Patriots, Jets, and Dolphins rounding out his next month of matchups. I'd be looking to move Singletary for Isaiah Pacheco or this next rookie wide receiver. Wide receiver George Pickens, Pittsburgh Steelers, rest season rank, wide receiver 33. Pat Freiermuth led the Steelers in targets, followed by George Pickens in week 11. But Pickens could have an even bigger production day considering he earned 122 air yards, had 4 targets of 20-plus air yards, along with 6 targets of normal. Trade for him before he blows up, with the easiest schedule remaining for wide receivers per PFF. The usage is trending for him in that direction. And since Kenny Pickett took over the starting quarterback duties in week 4, George Pickens leads the team in receiving yards. And over the last 2 weeks since the Chase Claypool trade, his target share is the same as Deontay Johnson. DeAndre Swift, Devin Singletary, DJ Moore, or Jacoby Myers should net you George Pickens in a trade. Those guys can also be dealt for this next rookie wide receiver buy low target. Wide receiver Garrett Wilson, New York Jets, rest season rank wide receiver 28. Garrett Wilson finished with just 2 catches for 12 yards in week 11, despite running around 100% of the dropbacks. But Wilson is an intriguing, dirt-cheap, buy-low target should the Jets decide to make a quarterback change. So far, midweek, they have yet to commit to Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback versus the Chicago Bears. The Jets' upcoming schedule with the Bears, Vikings, Bills, Lions, Jaguars, and Seahawks is also ideal for Garrett Wilson to have a strong rookie finish. It's the 4th easiest strength of schedule remaining per PFF for wide receivers. Trade this next sell-high running back to acquire Garrett Wilson. Running back Cordarrelle Patterson, Atlanta Falcons, rest season rank RB27. Cordarrelle Patterson, that boy is fast. Not only did he lead the Falcons backfield in carries, 10 for 52, but he scored a kickoff return touchdown in week 11, breaking the record previously held by Josh Cribbs. He totaled just 12 touches, 2 targets on a 49% snap share, to Tyler Algier's 9 touches, 1 target, 55% snap share. However, Patterson's opportunity share of 52% and 42% route participation, which was the same as Tyler Algier, isn't great. So I'd strongly consider selling high because his efficient play without back-to-back volume will give him a dangerously low fantasy floor. Marcus Mariota is always a threat to take touchdowns in the red zone, making Patterson that much tougher to rely on weekly. The next matchup versus Washington is also brutal, and Atlanta has a tough playoff schedule and a bottom 10 schedule overall for fantasy running backs. Move off CPAT for Swift, Cortland Sutton, and to acquire this next buy low running back. Running back Antonio Gibson, Washington Commanders, rest season rank, RB23. Antonio Gibson led the Commanders in carries, targets, and posted a season-high snap share, 68%, in week 11. He totaled 72 rushing yards and 31 receiving yards. Rookie Brian Robinson went 15 for 57 on the ground, but did not score, nor was he targeted. Curtis Samuel scored the lone rushing touchdown. But because Antonio Gibson did not score, despite 2 carries inside the 10-yard line, he's attainable through trade. Buy him now as the Commanders' RB1. Atlanta and the New York Giants times 2 are his next 3 matchups. And per PFF, Washington has the number 1 fantasy running back strength of schedule remaining. Trade this next sell-high running back straight up for Antonio Gibson. Running back Leonard Fournette, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, rest season rank RB22. Rookie Rashad White went over 100 rushing yards after drawing the start for the Bucs in week 10. He finished with 22 carries for 105 yards, but was not targeted. He ran a route on 48% of the dropbacks, played 64% of the snaps, and earned two carries inside the 10-yard line. 11 of White's carries came after Leonard Fournette threw an interception in the late third quarter. Fournette finished with just 14 carries for 57 rushing yards, but also scored a touchdown. He was targeted once in the passing game, but he left the game with a hip injury. In this game, the Buccaneers were rotating their running backs in every other drive. Now, although the reports have been optimistic about Fournette's hip injury coming off the bye week, I'd still be looking to acquire White and sell Leonard Fournette. We're seeing the usage shift more in the rookie's favor. And the bottom 10 schedule for fantasy running backs will do no favors for helping a less efficient Leonard Fournette maintain a prominent role on offense. Sell Fournette now for this prime buy low wide receiver. Wide receiver Alan Lazard, Green Bay Packers, red season rank, wide receiver 25. Christian Watson does it again. The Packers rookie wideout followed up his 3-touchdown performance with 2 more scores in week 11. His usage was similar to the week prior, running as the number 2 behind Alan Lazard. But Lazard ran the most routes, dominated the opportunities. He saw 30% target share, 165 air yards, which was the most in week 11, and 3 targets of 20 plus air yards. Based on the target volume alone, Lazard is a sharp buy low target. Eventually, touchdown regression will catch up to Watson, which will flip back into Lazard's favor as Aaron Rodgers' previous number 1 red zone target. The Packers have a favorable wide receiver schedule after they take on the Eagles in week 12, featuring the Bears, a bye week, the Rams, Dolphins, and Vikings. Trade Michael Pittman Jr. or this next wide receiver straight up for Alan Lazard. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, rest season rank, wide receiver 23. The Chiefs have the number 1 toughest strength of schedule per Fantasy Pro strength of schedule tool, featuring 2 matchups versus the Denver Broncos. It's also the 3rd toughest schedule left per PFF for wide receivers. And although Juju Smith-Schuster was hot in his 3 games prior to his injury, all season long Patrick Mahomes has spread the wealth to different wideouts and not targeted one, not named Travis Kelce, much more than any other. Smith-Schuster's target share also did not increase from the first part of the season, sitting at 19% weeks 1 through 5 and over his last 3 healthy games played. He had the 4th most fantasy points over expectation over that time frame, but he ranked wide receiver 29 in fantasy usage. The potential emergence of rookie Sky Moore could also seriously impact Smith-Schuster's fantasy value for the rest of the season. Sell Juju for David Montgomery, Devontae Smith, James Conner, Jeff Wilson, or this next wide receiver buy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by Alive, Atlantis Paradise Island, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Perseus Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.